Why, hello there.
This is Cal J CRB, Nitro Game Injection. And, yeah. Welcome to show number 91.5.
Yay!
91.5. 91 and a half. Just because last night things exploded. So, we need to keep going. I needed to keep going because I had a ton of stuff left to play. At least like 2 hours of material. So, yeah, I'm about a half an hour later than I intended. But I think that's okay. I mean, nobody would have been here at 7 anyway. There's still nobody here, I think, except X-Mark and Lee. Yay, I'm so happy I have 2 listeners. I think I have 2. I might have more, I haven't checked. Anyway, of course, this is the Sonic special. Still going to keep going with that, of course. And, yeah. We're going to get into the music that actually messed up last night. Started messing up at around 10:15 my time. And I was like, oh, screw you guys. I'm going home. So, we're going to play that stuff again. Because you probably didn't hear it very well. And then we're going to get into some other stuff. So right now we're going to play Cannon's Core 1, Scramble for the Core, from Sonic Adventure 2. And You Can Do Anything from the Japanese version of Sonic CD called Sonic Mega CD. Rexy's Take on the Sky Sanctuary Zone from Sonic & Knuckles called Tomorrow's Wake. You can find that one at overclockedocremix.org. McVaff's Bonus Retreat, a classic track from Sonic 3, also available at Overclocked. Jax's Green Beginnings from the original Sonic. And I think that's going to round out that block. So, that's what we've got coming up. We got more Sonic stuff to go to. So, yeah, here it is. Nitro Game Injection 91 and a half. Keep it here. KGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
is Rexy from VT Mix and OCR. And when I'm not caught up in community affairs, I like to listen to Nitro Game Injection, coming live from Phoenix, Arizona.
Thank you.
gotta love that crazy Sonic 3D Blast music, which is what's behind me right now. From the Saturn version. And what we just heard was Jax, something from Sonic 1, Green Beginnings. That one is currently on VG Mix. So head on over to VGMix.com to grab it. Because I said. And, yeah. We had some other stuff in there as well. All the Sonic stuff. Yes, because Sonic is good. I don't think anybody can complain about Sonic. If you can complain about Sonic, I don't know what's wrong with you. Anyway. Up next, we got something pretty cool. Pretty funny, actually. A little radio drama. A Sonic radio drama that I've actually had for a very long time. But haven't played it recently. I used to play it all the time back in the days of, like, NGI 15 through, like, 45 or something. I played it a lot back then. I haven't played it in a while, but I figured the Sonic show was a good time to bring it back. And it's pretty funny. Actually, it's really funny. And it's really cool. And I don't know where it came from, or how old it is, or anything. I just know it's good. So we're going to play a little radio skit called Sonic and the Death Cheese by Instant Sonic and IMA. Whoever those people are, I have no idea. But I know it's good. So keep it here. Our little Death Cheese. Nitro Game Injection. KGI. Phoenix. Arizona.
What a nice day for some of this! What's that? Whoa! Hey! What the? Ah! My stereo! Why you? My foot! Mommy!
With that fool hedgehog dead, I can continue my quest to...
You got mail!
What? Who dares send me, the greatest scientific genius in the world, spam? I will destroy all. Ooh, 15% interest. Now that is appealing. Enough of this. Soon I will unleash my ultimate weapon upon the world. The incredible feat that is. Huh? Who dare calls me at this hour? Hello? Hi, Mom. Yes, I'm fine. Yes. No, I haven't left the oven on. Stop worrying about me. No. No, I will not! Damn you, Mother! Okay, fine. Fine, I love you. Bye. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Soon, I will unleash the greatest weapon I have ever created upon this doomed planet. The death of... Jeez!
Whoa. That was... too close, but... my stereo! Curse you, Robotnik! You will pay for this! I will travel to your secret base once again, and then I'll... Huh? Hello? What? No! I would not like to change banks! What? No! How did you get this number? Leave me alone! Let's go!
And so...
Well, I'm finally here! What the hey is that? It's a giant cheese? I don't get it. It's just floating there, hovering, twirling. Like a big cheese. Oh, for the love of... Hello? Tails? Oh, hi! Yeah, how are you? Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine, too. Listen, there's, something you may want to check out. Listen, shut up for a sec. There's a giant cheese floating in the air. What? No, I have not been drinking. No, I did not hit my head. Listen, Tails. Cheese. Big, giant, enormous cheese. I can see it with my own two eyes. Hello? Tails? Oh, you just did not hang up on me. Ah! Oh, when I get back, I'm going to turn him into a coat. But first, the cheese.
Discovered my latest weapon of mass destruction!
No! I found a giant floating cheese!
Silence! This cheese has the ability to cover the world in its almighty cheesy aura, and upon the ruins of civilization, create a world consisting of but one thing. Cheese! And you, Hedgehog, are powerless to stop me!
Oh, really? Jeez! I can't... must not... Supersonic Rises! No cheese can stand in my way now!
What? Death cheese! Attack! Death cheese! Prepare to fire the Cheddar Shredder!
The what?
Hit! Now, Hedgehog, I will finish you off once and for all! Hello? Steve! How long has it been? Well, you know how it is. Yes. Well, I'm sorry I haven't visited the folks. Yes. I know. Well, being an evil overlord is time-consuming. Yes. Oh, the pay is terrible, but you meet lots of interesting people.
I'm almost free of this cheese.
Aha! Now to destroy this cheesy device before it covers the world in a horrific cheese utopia!
Have a few drinks, say? Oh, I gotta go. Bye. Ma! I still have one attack left. Death cheese. Prepare to... Robot cheese apply!
Robot cheese. What? This isn't good. Well, at least I'll go out how I always dreamed. Destroyed by a giant cheese death weapon that hurled its cheesy goodness into the. Wait a minute. This isn't right! No! Whoa! What the? Was I... dreaming? What the hell kind of dream was that? Death cheese?
Hey, Sonic.
Hey, Tails. What's that?
I thought you mighty like cheese sandwiches.
No. No! No! Get it away from me!
Whoa. That is still funny after like 3 years, 2 years, however long I've had that. I've had that for a very long time. And what better way to bring it back than in the Sonic Show? The last half of the Sonic Show. That was Sonic and the Death Cheese by Instant Sonic and IMA. I have no idea who those people are. But I do know it's funny. Anyway, I guess we're just going to keep going. I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. I suppose I could talk about Sonic, but, you know, he's blue and he's fast. What else can I say? He goes, vroom. Sonic is cool. Probably my best Sonic memory was beating Sonic 2. That's definitely something that was a highlight of my video game career, was finally defeating the giant robot walker thing mech at the end of Sonic 2. I look back on it now and I do it again, and I do it time and time again repeatedly, and it's easy. But I remember it taking forever to do when I was like 8 or 9. But yes, definitely a highlight. It was Sonic 2 beating it finally. Yay! That was a good thing. And, yeah. That's all I got. Anyway, we're going to keep going with the music. We're going to do some more from Sonic Adventure, probably one of my favorite soundtracks from the Sonic series. It was definitely Sonic Adventure music, along with Sonic Adventure 2 and Sonic Heroes. Definitely among my favorites, although there are so many classic tracks from all the games. So that's why we're also going to focus on stuff like an arranged version, or actually no, the original version of Lava Powerhouse from Sonic Spinball. And we got a remix track by Gecko Yamori called Mellow Tempest from Sonic CD. That one is available at FVG Mix. And the boss Egg Albatross theme from Sonic Heroes. And we got a little Mad Space coming up, along with The Air from Sonic Adventure, which is an improved version of the Green Grove theme from the Genesis version of Sonic 3D Blast. So that's what we've got coming up. So keep it here, everybody. This is Nitro Game Injection, KGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
Kyle J. CRB.
Kiss my ass!
Nitrogame Injection, right here on KNGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? I'm still here. Holy crap. God. Damn this thing. Apparently, Xmark is reporting that it's screwing up again. Do not remind me that my internet connection sucks. Please, just work for one night. One night. Please, work. Work, 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 work. Okay. He says it's better now. That's good. All right. That was the air from Sonic Adventure. Sort of an improved version of the same song that is in the first level from Sonic 3D Blast, the Genesis version. Ooh. Done by the same composer, of course, Jun Sunu. He just wanted to do it again, I guess. I don't know. He was like, hey, this is a cool song. Alright, so we're gonna keep going. Hey, I like this song. This is a cool song. Oh, sorry. I have a show to be doing, right? Okay, up next we have an exclusive track. In a way. You can actually still get it from VG Mix, you just can't get this particular version. It's a Rexy track. And it's an improved version, remastered version of her track, Robotnik's Immortal Presence. That is currently going to be in the judging process yet again. Because the first time it went through, it was rejected. Dope. So she went back, took the judge's advice, went back, and revised it. And it's a little better now, so hopefully it will make it onto the site. See, you should all take advice from Rexy, you know? You shouldn't get all pissed off when judges reject your crappy songs. You should go back and make them not crappy. So, ha! Stop bitching about OCR and start bitching about yourself. Anyway. This is Robotnik's Immortal Presence remastered. It's OCR bound. It's not there yet, but it will be. So keep it here. Nitro Game Injection, Gangi, Phoenix, Arizona.
KLJCRB. Sorry, but I did warn you. Nitrogame injection, right here on KNGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
We'll be right back.
Yo, I'm back. This is the sucky part of the show where I keep talking. Yeah, we're close to done here, I think. Maybe a little. We don't have that much to go. That was Metal Harbor from Sonic Adventure 2. That's the Way I Like It is the real name, Metal Harbor being the level. Before that was Dark Sword with his remix of the special stage theme from Sonic 2. That one's called Dream Pipe. And that was Overclocked. That one's an Overclocked OC remix, buddy. And before that, we had Tails Lab from Sonic Battle, the weird Game Boy Advance game that's kind of like the Sonic version of Super Smash Bros., except, well, slower and a little different. But still, it's got like Sonic characters fight each other, you know. That's kind of the whole deal with that game. That's not bad. It's not bad at all. Before that was Speed Highway at Dawn from the original Sonic Adventure. Kirk, the bastard in the chat, bringing us his cover of Chemical Plant from Sonic 2. The opening theme from Sonic CD, the arranged version of Sonic Boom from the Sonic the Hedgehog Boom Arrange album. And yup. Then we had Rexy Robotnik's Immortal Presence remastered for Overclocked Submission. Alright. So. We're close to done, I think, finally. Getting to get this show out of the way. The thing bitched at me a little bit earlier, but I think it's okay now. So we're gonna do Shadow's theme from Sonic Adventure 2. Called Throw It All Away. And then Beat Drop doing a track from Sonic 2 called Strip Mine. Sonic Heroes Boss Egg Emperor by Jun Sanu, the original soundtrack from Sonic Heroes. And a little bonus... Wacky Workbench from Sonic CD, the arranged version for the Sonic Boom soundtrack. Again, another track from that. And we're actually going to have a little special treat, I guess, if you want to call it that. If you want to call it a treat. You'll see. It kind of sucks, but I'm going to play it anyway, just because I've had it laying around. So we're going to play it. And then after that, you'll see what it is. We're going to have Skydeck A-Go-Go from Sonic Adventure, the original soundtrack for the Skydeck level, the theme for that. Sonic 3 and Knuckles Mushroom Hill Zone is going to round that one off. So, that's what we've got coming up. But right now, it's Shadow's theme from Sonic Adventure 2. Throw it all away. So, throw it all away, but make sure you keep it here when you're doing that. Right here, NGI. Thanks.
You live an endless life forever. All like the diamond, the doozes in the dusk. Throw it all away. You see a light wherever you go. You have to face it again and again.
Yeah.
Insanity. That was Mushroom Hill Zone from Sonic and Knuckles. Or Sonic 3 and Knuckles, as the thing is apparently labeled. And before that, we had Skydeck a Go-Go from Sonic Adventure. For the Skydeck level, obviously. A little track from me. I know, it sucked. That was really, really old. That was from my screwing around with Fruity Loops and seeing what would happen days. I just popped a MIDI into Fruity Loops and laid some junk over it and said, hello, it's a crappy song. That was the special stage theme from Sonic CD, called it UDO. And before that was Wacky Workbench, I believe the Bad Future theme. And that one was from the Sonic the Hedgehog Boom Arrange soundtrack. I think I had a lot of that lined up for this last part of the show. Oh well. An Egg Emperor from Sonic Heroes. Strip Mine by Beat Drop from Sonic 2. Shadow's theme, Throw It All Away from Sonic Adventure 2. Started that one off. That's about it. As we close in on the near the end of the show. How much do we have left? Oh, we only have 2 blocks of music left. Holy crap. I might get done before 10 o'clock. No, I don't think so. I get done before 10:30. Anyway, we got a brand new release. This was just released yesterday at Overclocked. And I originally didn't have it in a show's plan, but considering it's a Sonic tune, and it just came out, I mean, come on. I had to play it. This one is DCT and Just Us, as in some guys, not me. Doing a song called Memories Frozen in Time from Sonic 3. As you can probably guess, it's another Ice Cap remix. And I haven't listened to it yet, but there's apparently some rap going on in it. And then we've got the Lost World theme from Sonic Adventure, Tricky Maze. And Hidden Palace from Sonic 2, the extra track that didn't get used in the final game. Although it's still there. Interesting. And then Martin Sturrock with his version of Sonic 3's Act 2 boss. Another Ice Cap mix coming up from Hayden called Ice Jam. That one's available on VG Mix. It's pretty cool stuff. I like it. And the second part, Cannon's Core 2 Cooperation from Sonic Adventure 2. And finally, for this block, the second to last block of music, we got a little Reza. The track from Sonic 3 called Sonic Electronic. That one's available at Overclock as well, so you know where that site is. So we got that coming up right now, but now we got DCT and Just Us with Memories Frozen in Time from Sonic 3. Brand new release, so keep it here. Nitro Game Injection, KNGI, Phoenix, Arizona.
a little kid, I used to tell my uncle I wanna be in this music biz. I used to ditch my school for this. I told my uncle I'll make it and buy mama a newer crib. Have her drive the newest whips, looking fly as she cruises strips in Vegas. Let her bump my songs as loud as music is. She can't even hear herself thinking, not even with new Q-tips, it's ludicrous. Sit in my grandma's house and I reminisce on how fun it was having dreams. Back when I was just a kid and just a kid around, we used to battle at lunch in the park. Me and my niggas say flow, easily rip niggas apart. And now it's not a game, I've sacrificed a lot of things. Lost my girlfriend and my mama, but look, I will not complain. I keep my head above the clouds, floating like when I ride a plane. And I maintain my focus, I'm looking out for a brighter day. Hopefully God will save me, guide me to a brighter path. Cause lately I've been in my room crying way more than I can laugh. If I can have anything I wanted, it'd be success. Any real relief from all the stress. And grandma told me I've been blessing these people that's out there steadily praying for me. They must not be believers, cause they're praying, they paying. Homie, I'm feeling so damn lonely. Hopefully a UFO will come and just land on me. But God's got a plan for me, so I just put in work and I look at my foot, it hurts. I'm trying to stick it in that door and they close it, that wouldn't hurt. It could be worse, I could be cursed. Luckily though, I could rehearse my last. But I know next time exactly how hard I should've worked. It's scary now cause people don't understand me. I'm even skeptical of my family, because they talk about me way more and worse than most of my enemies would talk about me. And they've encouraged me, though they doubt me. But I ain't pouting, maybe weeping. I feel weak in my knees, but I keep on keeping on and continue writing and recording these songs until I'm gone. Yeah, nobody knows. I'll be alright though, I'll be okay. When I was young, I used to get nervous when they said spit your verses, cause my verses had no curses, and I ain't talk about murder, so I spit it off the head. Grandma used to wake up at nighttime and tell me go to bed, quit writing rhymes and get some rest and save some lead for your homework tomorrow, boy, and your schoolwork. But by the looks of my grades, you can tell I didn't do it. That's when she took my computer and the phone and said I couldn't use the phone until I improved my grades. I felt like a loser, so I sit in my room and listen to instrumentals and hope that I'd make the rhyme that makes people say he's official. It just tickles me a little, thinking of old and punishments. Maybe me and music wasn't meant to be, but I love this shit. Because of this, I feel relaxed when I wanna grab something, stab someone. I just write a rap and I'm back loving. Glad nothing's gonna stop me from pursuing my dreams. And I remember when I had nothing, if I do get the scream, I feel I deserve it, cause I'm one of the realest living beings. Taking nothing for granted, I'm happy to be living and breathing, really eating and speaking. But I know that there's more to life than all the mics I spit on. I can say that boy is nice, trying to climb that success ladder. Since mom and dad are never ever gonna get back together, it's up to me to make it better. Be the umbrella through the weather, that's where I stand. I'm focusing, becoming a man as fast as I can. Grand told me I got time ticket when she woke me up with baby and gave me some inspiration. At times I felt I wouldn't make it. All she wanted in return was me to ask her how a day went. Didn't even have to pay rent, though I did make a few payments. Cause don't want no one to feel like they're being used. And being used a bad feeling, trust me dog, I've been through it. Me and music's all I need, me and music's all I have. That's why I continue writing these raps. Yes.
KyleJCRB.
I have just one thing to say to you. Shut up!
Natural Game Injection on KNGI Phoenix. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Kyle J. Crib, and I am bringing you the last block of music, finally, after 2 nights of trying to get it to work, it didn't work, but now here we are. Sorry. Anyway, that was Razo with Sonic Electronic and a bunch of other stuff. So, I think we're going to finally bring it into the last block here. And we're going to play a song from Sonic Heroes. The Bullet Station level, Stage 8. The theme from that. A song from Sonic R. Yeah, this will probably drive the remaining listener away. I think I only have one. Crap. My show sucks. I only have one listener. If that, I don't even know for sure. Oh, well. And then Mustin doing his remix of Final Zone from Sonic 1, Final Zone, Final Hour. And an analog track, Sonic Caves, the Mystic Caves two-player theme from Sonic 2. And one's for the Hedgehog Heaven soundtrack thing available at Overclocked. An old song that I haven't... wait, we're going to switch that. Okay. Another song, the last one of the night, from the Sonic Boom arranged soundtrack, Quartz Quadrant Future theme, and Sonic 2, an old song that I've had laying around for a while. Sonic 2's Sonic's Second Ending by Jeff Remix. I've had this one laying around for a while, and I figured might as well play it now because it's old, but it's still a classic. A classic track that was a lot of fun to listen to. So we're going to play that. And finally, the ending theme, the final battle theme from Sonic Heroes by Crush 40, called What I'm Made Of. That's what we're going to play to end the show. So, thank you everybody who listened and is still listening. I think maybe nobody is listening. Who's listening? I'm going to check right now. I'm going to check how many listeners I have right now. 2! Oh, wow! Incredible. I'm amazed. Anyway, that's what we got coming up to close out the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening and for dealing with the horrible stream problems that have been plaguing the show lately. I swear I'll fix it. I'm just not sure how yet. I don't know what to do. But I'll figure it out. So thank you, everybody, and I'll see you all back here next week, hopefully with a show that doesn't crash and burn. So, otherwise, that's it. Thank you for everybody listening, and I will see you next week for another incarnation of Nitro Game Injection on Monday, not Tuesday. Not Tuesday, it will be on Monday. Okay, so keep it here. Right now, this is Bullet Station from Sonic Heroes. That's what I'm going to play now. So I'll be back next week. Good night, everybody. This is Kyle JCRB signing off. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Nitro Game Injection.